from downtown Adelaide, or at least, no, you're actually up in the hills, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm up in the Adelaide Hills, so yes, I will be heading downtown today, so yes.
Mm. So are you safe from COVID in the hills or not?
No, it depends if you come in contact with anybody.
Well,
that's it. We've got 4,000 people in isolation over here. They've just announced that the testing stations will be open to midnight. I think we did 6,000 tests here yesterday. There have been people queuing for 8 hours just to get a test.
Yeah. So what I mean by are you safe in the hills? I mean, there's no like they called in Melbourne the steel wall surrounding the city. So there's no sort of like you can't go past this point.
No. Well, I wouldn't go past Grand Junction Road at the moment, which is heading towards the COVID hotspots. But that's a personal thing at the moment. But no, it's not like Melbourne at all.
Righto. Well, let's hope it gets sorted out ASAP. Yeah, it's not good. All right. So we're going to talk about Big Sur first, a new operating system for Apple.
It is all up on the website about this as well. So if you've got an Apple computer, you get offered Big Sur on there as well. Normally means that it will install quite easily on your computer as well. Few things to take into account. It's a big update. It's over 12 gig in size. Make sure that you backed your Mac up with Time Machine before attempting the installation of Big Sur. Now, if you didn't go to the last operating system, which was Catalina, you need to do a couple of things. One is you need to make sure that your computer, if you've got any software on there which is called 32-bit software, just be aware it's not going to transfer over. Mm. It will be deleted. They basically go along and say it's too old, they wipe it off. What's an example of that? Old Microsoft Office installations as well. So if you have one for about 5 or 6 years, they get rid of it straight away for you. So if you didn't go to Catalina, you think, I'm just going to make the jump to Big Sur, make sure you go to my website because I explained for you how to check for 32-bit software because a lot of times you'll lose it. And also on Big Sur as well, there are some obscure software out there as well that may not run currently. You might have to go back in a few weeks and check. So don't be in a rush to do this, Darren, if you've got an Apple computer. You can wait 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Let it settle down first.
Hmm. Okay, well, let's continue with Apple products. Now, iPhone here. So, we always complain that electronic devices cost too much in Australia, but it seems that, we're living in a fantasy world compared to some parts of the world.
We are. So if we were in Brazil right now, we wanted to buy the iPhone 12 Pro Max, that costs you $1,849 here. In Brazil, in Australian dollars, $3,500.
Oh, $3,500 for a phone.
For a phone, because they put a lot of tax on products imported into the country, especially on what they call luxury electronics, which is an Apple iPhone as well. So I'd be broke if I lived in Brazil.
Wow. Yeah, and can you imagine the black market for phones in Brazil? Wow.
Oh, yeah, it'd be huge. It would be huge. Not that anybody would ever do anything illegal in Brazil.
No, certainly not. $3,500 for a new iPhone. Righto, let's talk about this crime ring. Now, okay, so they did steal thousands of Facebook passwords, but then they sort of shot themselves in the foot, so to speak.
They did. So they set up a website which basically went along and said, if you want to see who has viewed your Facebook profile, and this is going to trigger a lot of people going, I remember that, out there as well, it was basically a fake website. All they did was gather your Facebook logins and passwords as well. Facebook got onto this reasonably quick, but not till hundreds of thousands of people had gone along and done it, and made you reset your password on there as well. Unfortunately, these guys who gathered all of that information and usernames and passwords are worth money on the internet. They posted all that, they put all their stuff up there, but they forgot to use a password themselves at the time. So anybody with a web browser could view the information, and it included all the details up there about how actually they carried out the operation. So these guys were quickly and arrested at the time. So not the smartest criminals around. But, you know, it's a bit of a lesson, Darren, out there. If you ever get anything like that and it looks, you know, too good to be true sometimes, especially for crap like this, don't log on and give them your username and details.
Yeah. And if it is a legitimate contact message from Facebook, if you don't respond, they will try again and so
They will. And it's always going to come in your Facebook account, never through an email.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. All right. So tell us about the Wish website and app.
Have you ever been to the Wish website?
No, I haven't. Well, I'm aware of it, but I haven't been on it.
Oh, you should head over there today. Some very eye-watering things on there as well that you could go along and buy. Not for the kids sometimes on there as well. But they've got some interesting electronics on there as well. So there was an ad up, I saw an ad for, and it described as a 15.6-inch Full HD screen laptop with 8 RAM, not 8 gigabytes of RAM, a choice of a 1 terabyte hard drive or a 512 gig SSD, Retina display, HDMI port. Sounds all right, doesn't it, Darren?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. How much would you expect to pay for something like this?
Well, grand.
Grand. On Wish, $26.06.
Oh, sign me up.
Turns out, it's not a laptop at all. It's a hard shell for a laptop on there as well. So it's a plastic cover that goes on there.
So it's not actually a computer. It's just a shell.
It's just a shell that wraps around this thing. So $26.06 on there. So if you're on the Wish website and you're trying to buy something on there, just make sure that you really have a real good look at this, because honestly, I've shown a few people, they go, what's the laptop? No, it's the cover that goes around the laptop. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, be careful what you click. Righto, thanks very much for that. I hope it all goes well in the next week for you guys over there in South Australia with the coronavirus. Was 20 cases today confirmed, I think? Yeah.
We're up to 20 cases. There are more that'll be announced in another 2 hours South Australian time. So, you know, it is quite worrying, but, you know, the toilet paper, you can't buy it today.
It's back to that old thing again, yeah.
It's back to that old thing. They wiped it out yesterday because I've got some people in retail that I know, and they're just saying it's stupid the amount of toilet paper people are buying.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for that. You can check out Richard's excellent website, which is, if you go to talktech.com.au. Richard Pascoe, stay safe. Thank you very much. Talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.